Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve,
the glory
and the honor.
You're a miracle working.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is, you want to declare it. Your name, your name, your name is
Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Somebody bless him. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle working God. Your name is.
You reign in majesty.
must tremble at your presence.
Hey.
What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my hand. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Somebody,
why I sing to you. Father, I sing to you. And you are the reason.
Amen, amen. He is the reason for life. He is reason for eternal life for us. And praise God. We give him all the glory and praise. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, everybody. Praise God. We thank God for each one of you, and we say welcome. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Thank God. God's given us another day. I don't know how many more days it's going to be in this old world because of everything that's happening. How the world is treating Israel, he's getting ready to intervene, and he's getting ready to take us home because he's going to be dealing with Israel. Well, praise God. I mean, I'm sure you know what's been going on with how we used to stand for Israel. Now, a nation that is not standing for Israel, and they're trying to dictate Israel what they should do, and talking about dividing their land, and not supporting them and not supplying them. I do believe, you know, the Lord's coming. The example is when they made that vote, when they was doing that ceasefire, trying to force Israel to stop before they get the hostages and any right way that the things would be done, you know, their evil agenda. Well, we didn't beat them, but we sustained. And right after that vote and everything, the next few hours, that's when the bridge thing happened in Baltimore. The bridge thing happened in Baltimore, one of the biggest ports or busiest ports in the U.S. And it's brought down, I mean, it's like being brought down to your knees and everything that you hear about it. And that, was it really an accident or was it planned? But praise God, our Lord is greater, and he is saying, and then I don't know if you heard the new one today or this morning, talking about ceasefire when the war is over, and the U.S. will fund the peacekeeping force in Gaza, and saying, Israel, you leave, and trying to divide their land. Well, God's not going to stand for that. Shalom says, thank you. Yes, he does. Praise God that he does. They're not doing good things, and God's going to answer. I know he is. But for us who believe and trust, you know, trust him, it's good days ahead for us. And just be alert. Just be praying, watching and praying. And the prophetic things are going to come to pass. You know, I was doing the, talking about the Passion Week this week at John 17:17 ministry. And when it came to, you know, people that were really against Christ and rebellious and doing their own thing, God still used them. As the high priest, Caiaphas, he announced that, well, one man should, you know, die for the many. Well, prophesying as the priest. And then Pilate, Pontius Pilate, he didn't want anything to do with Jesus. He didn't want to do anything to Jesus. He didn't want, he wanted to get out any way he could. And then, you know, they came up with the thing, well, we're going to let a prisoner go, you know, goodwill, whatever that they did. And there was a man named Barabbas, a thief, a murderer, a one that is very sinful. And here comes the Savior taking his place and taking his punishment. Does that sound familiar to y'all, to any of you, y'all, to any of you? Well, yes, of course it is. It is Jesus the righteous dying for the unrighteous. The picture is very clear what God shows. And what God does. And that we praise his holy name, and he's worthy of all praise and glory. And for who he is and what he's done in our life and what is ahead for us, it's all glory to the Lord. All glory to the Lord. Well, anyway, that's been going on. Then all the things are revving up everywhere around the world. And, you know, more armies and everything are getting closer together. They're talking about certain areas they're going to, you know, take and even go through land, you know, and they're really not supposed to in Europe. And China's talking about moving on, you know, practicing about taking even the same streets where the palace is. They're practicing like that in, you know, Taiwan where the government is. All kinds of stuff going on. And the Lord is in control, and it's all in his hands, but be praying. Be praying for our nation, because there's going to be consequences for these decisions. All right, like I said, that bridge thing happened right after that decision in the UN. Now this one, talking about they're not giving them certain kind of, you know, what they asked them. They said no. And then they started talking about, we're going to take, we want you out of Gaza. It is Israel's land, really, honestly, part of God's land. And we're going to put a peacekeeping force in there. And we're going to be dictating what's going on. Well, you know, that's not going to go very well. And everybody, you know, God's going to intervene. I mean, when they all try to come against Israel, God is going to intervene, and he's going to be taking us home by the truth of his word. So I hope y'all have had a good week. We have a very busy weekend ahead. I pray y'all pray for us. We've got to minister to the kids here in Dublin. In Dublin, that we have over 500 hot dogs that we're going to make and give out to kids when they have their, you know, the Easter egg thing, hunt, whatever. But it gives the opportunity for the church and the minister and be a witness. I have tracks talking about he's alive, and we'll be telling what it really is, what we celebrate. And the fun things is one thing, but that you have to know the real reason why we celebrate this time that we call Resurrection, the Resurrection Sunday. I mean, here it's somewhere in this time that Christ died on the cross. But his victory at the cross, and praise God, victory at the grave, we celebrate. We want others to know. And the other part is, so we have that. And then after we do that, about 11 o'clock, we have to come home, change clothes, and get in the car and drive up to Fort Worth for my granddaughter's second birthday, Aurelia. She'll be 2 years old Monday, but we're celebrating Saturday. So, busy Saturday. Well, that's one day. And then, as we get home and maybe get a little bit of rest, Sunday morning we're having a sunrise service here at 7 o'clock, so we have to be at the church and help at 6 o'clock Sunday morning, and we'll be doing that service, praise God. And then we'll have a regular service at 11, and praise God. After that, at 2 o'clock, we're taking the family to one of our pizza place here in Dublin, and they're going to come home, and, you know, kids are going to, you know, hunt down eggs and enjoy fellowship and family. We want to be sure we share the truth of the word, why we truly celebrate who Jesus is, how much he loves them, and that he's coming, and that they need to know that, and they got to have a personal relationship with him. So that will be that day. So we're going to have very busy days, but good things too, to be with, to minister and to be with family and to be with family the next day. So we have our plate full, but I believe we can make it through. Yep, a very busy weekend. Yeah, this the weekend, sis. It's only 2 days even. It's not spread out across five. It's only 2 days, but we'll make it. We'll take it one at a time. We know the Lord will give us strength. And like I said, at the thing that we're going to do this Saturday is only a couple hours. It's from 9 to 11. And they're going to be doing other things, getting ready for Sunday, but me and Brenda's got to go because we have to travel to Fort Worth. So it will be good, and I'm sure y'all have plans too. And we're excited, and we celebrate, you know, what God is doing. Hallelujah. What God is doing. Going to be very strange food for this time. We're going to have hot dogs Monday. I don't know what my daughter has for the birthday. She had Wingstop last time. It was really good. But on the Sunday, we're going to have pizza. Pizza on Sunday. But, hey, you know, it's got to be something different sometimes, right? Not always traditional. Well, that makes it easy for us. We're not cleaning up the house. We're cleaning up after all the people eating. You know, I mean, Sis Brenda's going to be making cookies. That's it. You know, cookies and some, you know, tea or water or leftover 2 liters, you know, drinks from the pizza place, but no meal. We're going there and, you know, all the, and you're going to be there and all the left, I mean, the cleanup and all that is going to be there. So we don't have to worry about that, praise God. It'll be good. And we're excelling, Lord willing, of course, Lord willing, he could come any minute. He can come any time. We be gone. And God have mercy for everybody that's left behind. Because it ain't going to be a nice place, this world, anymore. Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't want to be there. You want to go home with Jesus. The only way to go home with Jesus is believe and trust him and believe and trust who he is and what he has done by the blood of Jesus. That's how you are forgiven and your sin is taken care of and you have the life that God wants for you, eternal life. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and get this day, I mean, this evening started. Father, we thank you and praise you this night. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you lead and guide us and give us strength to do the things you've called us to do. I mean, since we've retired, Lord, you've had us on the ball. You've had us on the move, and it's by the grace of God we're doing it. It's because I know it's such urgent and desperate times, and you want us to get the word out, and you want others to know before it's truly too late. We're very grateful, Lord, we can come together at this time and to share the truth of your word and worship and praise you and fellowship and be here with each other, brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that be guided by your Holy Spirit, anointed by the Spirit to share the truth of your word. Understand it's by the blood of Jesus that we have eternal salvation, that it's by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that is make us complete. We're very grateful, Lord. We pray you watch over the Lord's hour. We pray protection against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pray for the mighty warring angels to camp around us, praise God, and that they are. The Lord, you're with us through all things. You'll never leave us or forsake us. Very grateful, Lord, that we have a relationship with you. Lord, that we can fellowship with you. Lord, that we can hear your word. And Lord, that we can study your word. And as the Spirit reveals it, we apply it to our lives. And that we grow and mature. And that we celebrate and get excited about the days we're living. Looking to your coming, Lord, looking at all that's happening by the truth of your word prophetically is coming to pass. And it's time to be right with you, Lord. And you have made this time available to do that. I pray that many would listen. I pray that many, if they feel depressed, they feel fearful, they feel overwhelmed, they feel addicted, they feel whatever the enemy or the world throws at them, they need freedom, they need salvation, they need healing, deliverance. That's you, Lord. You're able to do it. I pray they call upon your name, and I know you'll show up in their lives because of the love you have for them, and praise God, the love you have for us. We thank you again, Lord, and we praise you. We honor you for your worthy as we reflect and thank you for all that you did at the cross and praise God at the grave. We're very grateful. And in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, praise God. Tonight, hallelujah, the song says it all. I don't have to look up scripture because the song says it all. Hail, King Jesus. That's worshiping and praising our King, our glorious Savior and King. Hallelujah. All hail, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Okay. Didn't come on. Try again. There you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, they say at the end of this song, angels join in. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There was a moment when the lights went out. When death had claimed a victory, the King of love had given us his life. The darkest day in history, there on the cross made for sinners, for every curse his blood atoned. Every curse. One final breath and it was finished. Amen. But none, no end would come, have known. Amen. Earth began to shake. Amen. And the veil was torn. But a sacrifice was made. And the heavens roar. Amen. All hail, King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven. All hail, King Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There was a moment when the sky lit up, the flash of light breaking through. When all was lost, he crossed eternity. Hallelujah. The King of Life was on the move. Oh, yeah. In the dark cold tomb, where our Lord was laid, what miraculous breath and forever changed. Hallelujah! All hail King Jesus! All hail the Lord of heaven and earth! All hail King Jesus! All Savior of the world, all hail King Jesus, all hail the Lord of heaven and earth, all hail King Jesus, all hail Savior of the world. And every knee come and bow before the King of Kings. Let every tongue confess that he is Lord. Let heaven shout the joy with all of heaven singing, holy, singing, holy. Cry out, holy, singing, holy, hallelujah. Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail the Lord of heaven and earth. Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. We praise you, Father. Let all of heaven rejoice. We praise you. Hail King Jesus. Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail King Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Here they come. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory. Heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. When you, at the end of that song, when you hear them say, "All hail King Jesus," and you hear that beautiful choir, there was not that many of them there when they did this song. I don't think he was even alive. And all of a sudden, this beautiful choir joined in with them, and you can sense the presence of God and the angels rejoicing and joining in with the redeemed and with those we who are born again, that we all celebrate our Savior and our King, and that they rejoice of who Jesus is as the Son of God and Savior for us. And they worship him because he has given them life, everlasting life, created beings that serve the Lord, and is in that they are celebrating. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Praise God. All right. Well, glory to God. We're going to let Sis Jeanette come and sing some beautiful songs about our Savior and who he is and what he did. And the perspective of God put it upon the hearts of the people to share, and that we never forget what our Savior, who he is, and what he has done for us, and what he went through. Oh, never forget who our Savior is and the kind of love he has for us. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
Are you feeling
good
much better
Friday.
Now?
Good day, good Friday.
Amen. It is. It is a good day. It is a great day of victory in Jesus.
Amen.
At the cross, praise God, no matter what men say. And at the grave, 3 days later, mighty victory. It all had to come to pass. All had to come together for it to bring salvation and life for us forever. And praise God that he did. What kind of love he has. All right, sis, I'll let you go ahead and share this song about the Savior and his walk through Jerusalem to the cross.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Love poured out.
Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to pierce the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating that was struck on his back. There you are, a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those that cried out for his head. Down the Via Dolorosa, go the way of suffering. Like a last came the Messiah, Christ the King.
Thank you. Sacrifice to save my life.
Blood. Amen. Amazing, sis. I mean, what, you know, God puts on your heart and he puts on my heart and it comes together and talking about this, you know, the same message that the message, you know, come up here. This is eternal life in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the answer is blood. You can't take the life and blood away. I mean, everything else will never, never bring salvation and life. It'll never bring freedom and never bring peace, never bring hope.
Yes. Only it says in the Bible that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
Right.
Without the shedding of the blood of Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sin.
Amen. Amen. There is no forgiveness. There is no life. It's just judgment in a place called the lake of fire, because what it is, without the blood and without the power of the Holy Spirit, you're not changed. You stay the same, and that you would be judged for that. But we don't want anybody there. So we keep sharing the truth, and there is hope. There is life, and there is freedom and salvation and deliverance and healing and, you know, eternal life. That's what God wants for us. That's your destiny. That you as a created child, that's the destiny. And you have to find him in this life now. That's the most important thing that happens in your life, is finding Jesus.
Amen.
There was a person that put up in one of the little stories at Facebook, and the little boy is sitting, standing over by his grandpa. He says, "Grandpa, what is the meaning of life?" Well, he said, "My son, my grandson, the meaning of life is coming to know Jesus Christ." And he's
right. Amen.
Amen. That's the most important thing in whatever happens in our life. That's the most important one. Get that right,
yes.
And then this part is much easier.
Well,
praise God, sis. Thank you for those beautiful songs and reminding us of who our Savior is and the love he shared, you know, he showed on the Via Dolorosa as he was whipped and as he was nailed to the cross. And then praise God, 3 days later, rose again to bring salvation and life to all who believe and trust him. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Bless you, sis. We'll get with
you
at the end of the service, and we'll hear that beautiful song too. Okay?
Okay, brother.
All right. Bless you, sis. Thank
you. Bless you too, brother. Okay. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Praise God. All right. Well, let sis get back into the chat room, and then we will get started. We will get started as we let sis Jeanette get back in the chat room. Praise God and thank God for her and the beautiful songs God puts on her heart and the beautiful voice and talent God's given her to share the truth of his word and his life and focus and praise him for who he is and what he has done for us and he's doing and going to do. Amen. I mean, he's always doing something because he loves us. All right. Well, praise God. She's back in. So we'll get to this message. This is eternal life in the blood of Jesus Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate and reflect all that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has done for us. We reflect how much they truly love us. How did they go? How did they go so that we could be, how did they, I don't want to put go there for. How did they do this? I don't know what word I was thinking there. Maybe I can fix things. How did they do this so that we could be forgiven and redeemed for all our sin, sin nature, and the curse because of that sin? That they did all this for us. Hang on, brothers and sisters, I gotta fix this. They truly love us. We reflect on how much they truly love us and all that they did for us. So, there we go. And all that they did for us, they loved us, and all that they did for us so that we could be forgiven, redeemed from all our sins and nature, cursed of it because of that sin. Amen? We all who believe this has really happened to each of us, that we are now God's eternal children, all his sons and daughters forever. Amen? That the Father has given us his great love, boundless mercy, and overwhelming grace through the life and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, our glorious eternal Savior, empowered and made alive through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? It is our faith in Jesus Christ. Never forget his blood shed at the cross. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away our sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus makes us whole again. What God intended for all of his created children. Amen. You have to know and believe the truth of God's word to know that it is about the blood of Jesus that you are forgiven of your sin and then transformed from your sin nature into a new nature by the power of the blood that cleanses and redeems us. He makes all things new. Old things of this life have passed away. Nailed to the cross, considered dead by faith, you're brought to life by your faith in Jesus Christ for salvation, eternal life. Amen? Father, I pray you make a way for Brother Andrew to be able to come back into the chat room in the name of Jesus. As we start this study and message, it is fitting to move back to a time for the Israelites, and God was showing them something that his son would fulfill. Jesus came to set the captives free. Free from what? Sin. The power of sin in our life. To set us free from Satan and his dark evil kingdom in this world. Amen? Let's look at this. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me to bring good news to the humble and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives, and freedom to prisoners. Yes? Yes, and how was he going to accomplish this? Accomplish this by his life and blood. This was the only way this could happen. There has to be the shedding of innocent blood to bring the remissions of sin, or to be redeemed of your sins. Amen. Just like this Jeanette said, by the truth of God's word, this is the way God said it's going to be, and it's the way it's going to be. So back to what we will start with in the time when Israel, the Israelites, were in Egypt. They were told to go to your homes and stay in them. Now today, here we are again, and for Israel, the first time in a thousand years, to protect them, even us, from the pestilence by day and the terror by night. Amen. So first, we'll look at let us look at this type and shadow of what God was really going to do. Amen. Exodus 12, 1 through 13. This is what the Lord said, how this had to happen. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, this month shall be the beginning of months to you. It will be the first month of the year to you. Tell all the congregation of Israel, on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb or a young goat for themselves according to the size of the household of which he is the father, a lamb or goat, a young goat for each household. Now, if the household is too small for a lamb to be consumed, let him and his next door neighbor take one according to the number of people in the household. According to each man, according to what each man can eat, you are to divide the lamb. Your lamb or your young goat shall be perfect, without blemish and bodily defect, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. So, let's see. It starts out that on the 10th of this month, they shall take a lamb. So, 10, and they keep it on 4 days. And then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to slaughter it at twilight. Is to slaughter it at twilight. Huh. How about that? You know, that's when they start their days in Israel. It's when the sun goes down. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorposts and on the lintel above the door of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the meat that same night roasted in fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted in fire, both its head and its leg, along with its inner parts. You shall not, you shall let no, you shall let none of the meat remain until morning. And anything that remains left over until morning, you shall burn completely in the fire. The sacrifice had to be consumed. Now you are to eat it at this manner. Be prepared for journey, with your loins girded, that is the outer garment tucked into the band, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, you shall eat quickly. It is the Lord's Passover. For the Lord will pass through the land of Egypt on this night and will strike down all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and animal, against all gods of Egypt. God showing who is the true God. I will execute judgment, exhibiting their worthlessness. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the doorpost of the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I shall pass over, and no affliction shall come to you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. You see who's coming. You see who's ahead of it. And it's happening. And you see what keeps it from coming into your house. But the blood of Jesus, or the blood of the Lamb there, but it was a type and shadow. And see it about their faith. Were they going to do what God said?
Oh, excuse me. Help me, Lord.
So they are told what to do from God, and they had to know and believe what he was saying by faith. They had to obey him to be saved for the affliction and pestilence against all the gods of Egypt. This was the last plague to get the attention of Pharaoh Egypt, to strike down the firstborn of the land of Egypt to show them that he is God. And you should do what I have told you to do. Let my people go. Let my people go. Amen. Now come to our day. With this virus or pestilence, has many of the idols of God of this world been shut down, defeated? Yes, they have. Amen. It has made a holy and righteous God say, I am here, I'm alive and well, in control. It is saying, be still and quiet, and know that I am God. And in these times, brothers and sisters, we need him so much. Amen. So it is sort of like the time of Exodus for Israel. Sort of the time of our exodus from this world? Is this a time of our rescue from this lost, dying world? Some good questions. Is it what I shared earlier from the prophet Isaiah about the year of redemption? I pray it is, amen. Why we are here sharing this truth from God's word is, are you ready? Why we are sharing I pray all listening are, but if not, listen to this truth and know that you can be ready, because God has made it possible for each one of you through the life and blood of his son, Jesus Christ, amen. So what did God do in Egypt was only a type and shadow of what he was going to do for all his created children, Jews and Gentiles, spiritually and eternally, amen. Leviticus 17:3 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and if given it to you on this altar to make atonement for your soul, for it is the blood that makes atonement by reason of the life which it represents. though the physical life is in the blood, and the spiritual life is in the blood too. Amen. Matthew 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the new and better covenant, which ratifies the agreement that is being poured out for many as a substitutory atonement for the forgiveness of sin. He was making the new and better covenant, even greater than the one he made with Abraham, one greater than through the law given to Moses. He was taking our place and taking that, the place of the lambs and goats for the atonement and forgiveness of our sins. He himself, through his life and blood, was going to make a new covenant with his own blood. He was going to seal this covenant with his own blood. Amen? And in the same way, he took up the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is a new covenant ratified in my blood. Was wondering about this word ratified. To confirm by expressing consent, approval, to confirm for such an action, Jesus did this with his own life and blood, amen? John 6, verse 53, and Jesus said to them, I assure you, most solemnly say to you, unless you eat of this flesh in the Son of Man and drink of his blood, unless you believe in him as Savior, believe in the saving power of my blood, which will be shed for you, you do not have life in yourselves. Well, that was a pretty heavy question, statement, and probably wasn't going to be very received of the Jewish people. Unless you believe in me as Savior, believe in the saving power of my blood, which will be shed for you. You do not have life in yourself. What kind of blood? Eternal life, amen? Excuse me, what kind of life? Eternal life, amen? You see, the life in the blood of the Son of God is only one kind. It is his kind of life, which is eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. John 6, 54, it continues. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood believes in me, accepts me as Savior, has the eternal life that is now possessed it, and you will raise him up from the dead on the last day. When he says these things, he's talking about spiritual things, not physical things. He explains what they are. Believers in my crest. Explains what they are. Believers in me. I don't know where I'm. Brother, sister, I don't know what in the world that was about. Lord, help me. He explains what they are. Believes in me, accepts me as Savior, has eternal life. Amen. John 19, verse 34 says, but the one of the soldiers pierced his side with the spear, and immediately blood and water came flowing out. Not just mere physical blood of Jesus, but his eternal, perfect blood. Remember, he was God. Oh, he is God. I should put that in, he is not his, was, he is. It's like I said, he is risen. He is God and man, and this had to be his eternal blood poured out so we could have eternal life as he covers all our sins for all eternity and gives us eternal life. Amen. Amen. Romans 3, verse 25, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world, as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation, appropriation by his blood to be received through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, which demands punishment for sin. Because in his forbearance, his deliberate restraint, he passed over the sins previously committed before Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus Christ, the life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation by his blood, to be received one way and one way only through faith. Amen. Romans 5, verse 9. Therefore, since we have been justified, what is justified? Be declared free of the guilt of sin by his blood, how much more certain is it that we will be saved from the wrath of God through him? So, to those who believe and have faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and our glorious Savior, you have been justified, declared free of guilt of sin by his blood. So you will be saved from the wrath of God for all eternity through him. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 through 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you're not of your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. I hope you understand that we understand what else the blood of Jesus has done for you. Do you understand we were slaves and captives to Satan and in the kingdom of darkness? We had to be purchased and made free from sin and Satan. Jesus came to set the captives free. The way he had to do it was with his precious blood shed and poured out at the cross. Amen. Jesus said, I came to set captives free. Let's look more about this. John 6, 31 through 36. So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you will truly be my disciples. And you will know the truth regarding salvation. And the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and never been enslaved to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be set free? John 8, 31 through 36. The truth will make you free. Hebrews 9, verse 12. He did not enter by the means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus attaining eternal redemption. Amen. Thank you. So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from what? The penalty of sin. That's why you need to be free, why you're going to be forgiven. And they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be set free? Well, you think about it. They're under the rule of government or other, I mean, we're now under rule of the government and businesses and and then it's not about what descendant you are or your hereditary. It's about your faith in Jesus, what matters. And they said there, we are Abraham's descendants and never been enslaved. And they were, that's what I was trying to say. And they were enslaved to the Romans at that time. They were enslaved to the Romans at that time. Hebrews 9, verse 22. The law says that almost everything must be sprinkled with blood and no sins can be forgiven unless the blood is offered. Amen. And Christ has offered the blood before the Father for all eternity. What do you mean by saying you will set me free? Well, Jesus answered. Of course he'll answer. What he shares, he will give a reason. I assure you, most solemnly say to you, everyone who practices sin habitually is a slave to sin. There's the truth of God's word. Now, the slave does not remain in a household forever. The son of the master does not remain forever. So if the son makes you free, then you are unquestionably free. What does the truth of God's word do in your heart and life? Number one, the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin, amen, salvation, not condemnation, amen. And number two, if the Son makes you free, then you are unquestionably free, amen, hallelujah. How do you really know if you're saved and free? When do you not fear God's wrath and judgment for your sin? In this life, in the life to come. You see, Jesus has taken that for us already. And part of the change in your life is that you will know this is in your heart and life, and you will have peace. You cannot be your own savior. Religion and works will not save you or keep you saved. It is to believe in the Son of God, the Savior, and believe and have faith in all that he has done to save you from God's wrath and judgment for all you for all your sin, and know that you have been reconciled, justified, found not guilty, sin, and given that. Let's see. It is to believe in the Son of God and believe and have faith all that he has done and to save you from God's wrath and judgment for all your sins, and know that you have been reconciled, justified, found not guilty of your sin, and given life and not death for all eternity. This should be the way you are in Christ. If not, repent and come to him as your eternal Savior. Be born again. Because then you will know without a shadow of doubt or unbelief that it is truth. Amen? Ephesians 1, verse 7. Excuse me. Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption. That is our deliverance and salvation through his blood, which paid the penalty for our sin and resulted in the forgiveness, complete pardon of our sin in accordance with the riches of grace. Hallelujah. When God does something, he does it right. So we have redemption, that is our deliverance and salvation through his blood. Amen. Forgiveness and completeness, pardon of our sin in accordance with the riches of his grace. Amen. The total and completeness of our deliverance and salvation will be the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture. The results and the consequences of our sin will be gone. And we will be given a glorified body to fully fulfill this promise of God to live in eternity with him. Amen. Let's look. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin, hallelujah, will be resurrected and glorified like our Savior, confirmed by God's word. Amen. Colossians 1, verse 20. And through the intervention of the Son to reconcile all things to himself, making peace with believers through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, making peace with the believers through the blood through his blood shed, making peace with believers through the blood of his cross through him. Amen. Do you have his peace past all understanding? This is a very important question. Because if you're a true believer in Christ, you will. With all going on, are you prepared to face your God and Creator? Will he be your Savior or judge? I pray you know him personally as your glorious Savior. Amen. Hebrews 2:13-15, verse 13. And again, he said, my trust and confident hope will be placed in him. And again, here I am, I and the children whom God has given me. Therefore, since these children, his children, share in his flesh and blood, physical nature of mankind, he himself is in similar matter also shared in the same physical nature, but without sin, so that through the experienced death he might make powerless, ineffective, and infinite him who had the power of death. That is the devil. He might make him what? Powerless, ineffective, impotent. Him who had the power of death, that is the devil. He took away the key. And that he might free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in slavery throughout their lives. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. It's good scripture. Praise God. This is what Jesus, the Son of God, has done for all of his created children. What you have to do is believe and have faith in him personally. That's the key. Do you want to be free from fear of death? When I say this, not just talking about physical death, but eternal death. Do you want the Son of God to set you free from the slavery of sin and death? I pray many out there will want this, as many of us here know this already in our hearts and lives. Amen. Hebrews 9:13. For if the sprinkling of ceremonially defiled persons with the blood of goats, bulls, and ashes of burnt heifer is significant for the cleansing of the body, only the cleansing of the body, no works, no rituals, no traditions, no self-righteous act in your flesh will wash away the sin in your heart. Amen? Hebrews 9:14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Holy Spirit willingly offered himself unblemished, that is, without moral or spiritual imperfection, as a sacrifice to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works and lifeless observance to serve the ever-living God? Only the blood of Christ can wash away the stain of your sin on your heart and life and make you whiter than snow eternally. Amen? Hebrews 10, verse 19. A new and living way. Therefore, believers, since we have confidence and full freedom to enter the holy place, the place where God dwells by the means of what? The blood of Jesus. How can we enter the holy place of God, where he dwells in heaven? Nothing but the blood of Jesus and our testimony of believing in him. Amen. That's it. Amen. Now, I want all listening tonight in the archive, you really want to know what blaspheming the Holy Spirit and will not be forgiven. Here it is. Take heed. Hebrews 10, verse 29. How much greater punishment do you think he or she will deserve who have rejected and trampled under the foot the Son of God and has considered unclean and common the blood of the covenant that sanctified him and has insulted the Spirit of grace who imparts the unmerited favor and blessing of God? You reject God's only way, God's only truth, and God's only life through the life and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, that you think you are saved by more than faith in him and being born again with your foolish man-made ideas and ways and think what Christ did, what the Holy Spirit did through him, and what God the Father did was not enough? Are you surely deceived, going to hell and destruction unless you repent and believe and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior personally and be born again? Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, united God and man, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks of mercy, a better and noble and more gracious message than that the blood of Abel, which cried out for vengeance. He sprinkled the blood on us by faith, speaks of God's great love, boundless mercy, and overwhelming grace for such a time as this. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Therefore, Jesus also suffered and died outside the city gate so that he might sanctify and set apart for God as holy the people who believe through the shedding of his own blood. You want to be a holy people, sanctified and set apart for God? This comes one way and one way only, through the shedding of his own blood. Amen? Now may the God of peace, the source of serenity and spiritual well-being, who brought you from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood that sealed and ratified the eternal covenant. Eternal covers that pretty good. It will never end. Oh, praise God, what kind of covenant do we have with God, all who believe and trust his Son through his life and blood for salvation, eternal life? What kind we have? We have an eternal covenant. Amen. Because that's who God is. That's his nature and character is eternal. And the only way you can be in his presence and be before his throne is if you're eternal in Christ. That's how it has to happen. So we can break his covenant. So can we break his covenant with us? No way. Excuse me. So can God break his covenant with us? No way. He is perfect and righteous, and he keeps his words, his promises, and his covenant to us through the blood of Jesus that sealed and ratified it. Amen. Again, God said it, did it, that settles it. Amen forever. Wow. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and mercy, the special sense of spiritual well-being, be yours in the increasing abundance as you walk. And walk closely with God. So what is the number one obedience there is for us, to be saved, to have eternal life? The sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood. Amen. Remember what God showed my wife, Sister Brenda, in a vision? One drop of his blood takes you from your prison clothes and put on a beautiful wedding dress. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verse 19. But you were actually purchased with the precious blood, like that of a sacrificial lamb, unblemished and spotless, the priceless blood of Christ. Amen. First John 1:7 says, but if we really walk in the light, that is, live each and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as he himself is in the light, we have true unbroken fellowship with one another. And I thought that was, you know, really talking about the church and the body, but no, it's even more than that. He with us and we with him. He is the head, we are the body. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Where would we be without you? We would be dead and lost in our sins. But we are not. We are forgiven and made whiter than snow by your blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. 1 John 5, verse 6. This is he who came through water and blood, his baptism and death. And I thought about what comes out of his side, a witness, what has happened? What it came to pass? The witness of what Christ went through by the water and blood coming out. His baptism and his death. Jesus Christ, not only by water only, but by water and the blood. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies because the Spirit is of truth. He is the essence and origin of truth itself. Amen. Yes, you have to be by the Spirit and blood so we could be redeemed and saved and have eternal life. Amen. So, as the Word of God says, there is life in the blood. Our blood for our physical life and Jesus Christ's blood for eternal life. It is only by faith in him as the Son of God to become a man and to become the eternal sacrifice for our sin, to wash away all our sin for all eternity. Amen? There is no other way. No one except God's way through God's truth, Jesus Christ, and through God's life, the Holy Spirit, to be able to be saved and have eternal life. Amen? As we as born-again believers in our Savior, Jesus Christ, reflect and thank him for his great work and sacrifice to save us and give us eternal life, these days and times point to his glorious coming for us like never before. Amen? More and more each day. He has done this for all his created children. What you have to do personally is to believe and accept God's way, God's truth, and God's life, and to be given and redeemed and saved and receive eternal life through the life and blood of his son, Jesus Christ, before it is truly too late. Amen. I finish the study in this message with these scriptures. Revelation 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful, trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who has always loved us, always loved us, and has once for all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood, his sacrificial death. That's the only thing that takes care of sin. The only way sins are taken care of, washed away, reconciled, redeemed, remission of sin is by the blood of Christ. Look, brothers and sisters, and be very encouraged. Look what Jesus Christ has done for us. Number one, to him who has always loved us. Amen. Number two, who has once for all freed us. Amen. And number three, washed us from our sins by his own blood. Amen. Glory to God. Revelation 5, 8 through 10. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, Christ, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of fragrant incense, which are the prayers of the saints, God's people. And they sang a new song of glorious redemption, saying, oh, hallelujah. Sing the song. Practice, because you're going to be doing it. Worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seal. For you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased a people for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of royal subjects and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. He purchased us, brothers and sisters, with his own life and blood so we could be set free from sin and death forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The last scripture surely shows we serve and love an eternal God. Revelation 22, verse 14. Happy, prosperous, to be admired are those who wash their robes in the blood of Christ by believing and trusting in him, the righteous who do his command, so that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. You want to go to heaven? You want eternal life? Here is the only way. Those who wash their robes, their hearts, and life in the blood of Christ by believing and trusting him forever. Amen? Let's celebrate and remember our glorious Lord in these songs. In Christ alone is the hope of glory. In Christ alone, we are redeemed and forgiven. In Christ alone, you are found not guilty, because he's taken care of our sin and he washes away and God remembers it no more. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. God's taking care of past, present, and future. And the consequences of your sin have been taken care of by the life and power of Almighty God in Christ. In Christ alone, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise to Jesus. We worship and celebrate you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm, what high. height of love, what depth of peace. When fear is sin, when strife and cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Amen. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Still on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Amen. Glory to God. He took care of it all. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Greatest victory of ever. Hallelujah. All of who you are and all you've done to bring salvation and life to us, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose. Again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now it gets personal. This means us, between us and our Savior, between us and our God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're part of our life, and you give eternal life. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands by death. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name.
Pour the blood of Jesus over me. Yeah, yeah.
pour the blood of Jesus over me. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus over me. Yeah. The blood of Jesus over me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus over me. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Lord did. Like it said in Hebrews, that he sprinkled us with his blood. Hallelujah. The blood that washes away all our sin. Not the blood of goats and lambs and bulls, but the blood of the Son of God, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our glorious Savior and King. Hallelujah. Victory in the blood. The power of sin was broken. The power of the devil and his works were destroyed because God sacrificed. And his blood is greater than all our sin. As by the word of God, the only way to deal with sin is the shedding of innocent blood. But no, not just any old blood, and definitely not this animal. It had to be the blood of the Son of God and the Lamb of God to take care of our sin and to wash it away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And that power is to break the nature and character of sin in our lives and destroy the curse of sin in our lives. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory to the Lord. For this is our God. This is who he is, what he did, and who he is because of his love. Hallelujah. This is our God. Let's praise him and thank him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your grace is enough, more than I need. At your word I will believe. I wait for you, draw near again. Let your spirit make me new. I will fall at your feet. I fall at your feet. And I will worship you here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your presence in me, Jesus, lights the way. By the power of your word, I am restored. I am redeemed. By the Spirit I am free, and I will fall at your feet, and I'll fall at your feet, and I will worship you here. Glory to God! Really, you gave it all. For us to surrender your life upon the cross. Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God. Hallelujah! Yes! Lifted on high. from death to life. Forever our God is glorified. Servant and King, rescue the world. This is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are our God. You are our King. That we reflect and remember who we are in you now because of who you are and all that you've done for us. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We never forget. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You gave it all for us. Surrender your life upon that cross. Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God. Yes, Lord. Victorious, lifted on high from death to life. Forever our God is glorified. Serving in King, rescue the world. This is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. And you know, brothers and sisters, as all that we know in all of our relationship with our Savior, there's always been a promise. And there is a day coming. And this song was so special. As our parents, our mothers, Sis Brenda's mother, and then my mother, were ready to go home. And this song comforted them and us. And it opened our eyes to know the days we're living and why God called us and to serve him and bring forth the message of hope, the message of love, the message of life. A message of freedom, a message of salvation, a message of deliverance and healing, and be free from darkness and put into his marvelous light. Be free from death and given the life of God. It is going to be a glorious day, the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture, the blessed hope for all who believe and trust in Jesus. And looking for his glorious coming. Know that he is. Praise his name. It is going to be a glorious day. Hallelujah. Living, he loved me. Amen. He loved us all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was black as could be, Jesus come forth to be born of a virgin, dwelled among men, my example is he. Word became flesh, the light shine among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. you, Jesus. One day he led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, angry, despised, rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Men that heal nations, stretched out on a tree, he took the nail for me, even he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sin far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. The number more. Death cannot hold him. The grave cannot keep him from rising again. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sin far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Glorious day. Hallelujah. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies of his glory will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Glorious day, oh glorious day. Amen. It's coming. Glory to God, it's coming. Hallelujah. Can you sense it? Can you feel it in your bones? Can you sense that we're getting ready to fly away? Glory to God. By all that's happening and how things are happening rapidly. They just keep continuing. They keep doing things that's going to make God going to judge this world. God have mercy. The biggest thing is turning away from God, turning away from the Savior. Turning from his son. God have mercy. We pray that people would turn to the Savior, turn to our glory before it's truly too late. Glory to his name. And the other thing his blood did, it brought a better word. It brought better life. It brought redemption. It brought forgiveness. It brought the kind of love that God has. It brought mercy. It brought grace. How terrible a thing sin is. How a terrible thing to be rebellious against Almighty God. The one who gave his life and created us. And this how we honor him and as people? No. We should be very grateful and very thankful and humble herself and know who he really is and how much he loves us. And he's in each one of our lives by his Spirit. And he wants a relationship with us. And he wants us to be serving him and to bring it out, you know, the truth to others. They need to hear. They need, let your light so shine. As people are watching, they're always watching. Sometimes you don't know it, but they'll come up and point out things. Should you be doing that? What's this about? And you'll hear it. You'll see where you go. You're the light. It's the presence of God. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. It proves that you're a believer. Jesus is here. He's alive and well in the power of his Holy Spirit. So his shed blood has brought a better word. It has brought life to us everlasting. Praise his name. Better word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, how much power it has in it, what it can do. Oh, yeah. It speaks the truth. God's will and purpose. Your blood is healing everyone. Your blood is making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Amen. Your blood, the measure of my worth, your blood, more than I deserve, your blood. Speak the better word. Speak the better word. It's singing out with life. Amen. It's shouting down the line. Glory to God. Ooh, it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ. Speak the better word. Speak the better word. Your blood, a robe of righteousness, your blood, my hope and my defense, your blood forever covers me. Oh, forever covers me. It's singing out with life. Amen. It's shouting down the line. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ. Speak the better word. Speak the better word. It's calling out my name. Hallelujah. Breaking every chain. Glory. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. Speak the better word. Speak the better word. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it does, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's rewriting my history. Amen. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. the precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It comes down me by destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's singing out with life. Amen. It's shouting down the line. Oh, it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. It speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. Thank you, Jesus. It's breaking us in chains. Yes. Amen. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa, whoa, making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Amen. Whoa, whoa. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. All things right. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our Savior. That's our God. Praise his name. Rewriting our history. Rewriting our history. Praise his name. Right here by the Word of God. It says this. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name. As we wait for commercials, Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through, I do believe it's 10. Rewrite our history. Our history was verses 1 through 3, and you've heard it many times, where we were without Christ, but where we are now because of giving his life and blood. But God, being so very rich in mercy, because of his great and wonderful love, which he loved us, even when we were spiritually dead, he still loved us and separated from him. Because of our sins, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ. Isn't that amazing? For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from God's judgment. And he raised us up together with him. When we believe and seated us with him in heavenly places, because we are in Christ Jesus. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace and the kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. by providing for our redemption. He loved us. His kindness toward us. You see a theme here? And this is about talking about rewriting our history. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life. There's a big change. Very grateful for our future. Through faith. For this salvation is not of yourself. No, we couldn't do it. Not through your own efforts. No, not works, not tradition, not religion. But it is the undeserved, gracious gift of God. A gift from our Creator and a God who loves us. Not as a result of your works, nor your attempts to keep the law, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his salvation. Salvation comes from God, not from man, not from a created being, but the Creator himself. And this is rewriting our future or the history of our life. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, work of art. And how is that, that we could be this? Created in Christ Jesus. Salvation has made us beautiful or handsome, I would say. Reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us. There's that us again. Beforehand, taking paths which he set. Path, not a road of destruction, but a path to life. Narrow path. So that we would walk in them, living the good life, rewriting our history and the life we have. Living the good life. What's the good life? The life from a good God. His life is eternal life, which he prearranged and made ready for again us. It is good to be us. It's not good to be them. You want to be a we, you want to be a us. You don't want to be them. Amen? So I was thinking of that as that song was finishing up, and this is where the Lord led me to share. That's what he's done. He's rewritten our lives, our history, our future. It's beautiful. And as we live here, it's only just the beginning. There's much more God has for us that we can't even grasp or think or dream what God has prepared for those who love him. He goes to prepare a place for us. And where he is, we will be. That's encouraging. And it's exciting because there's nothing to hold on into this old world. It's crumbling. It's in bad shape because of the nature of sin and sinful mankind and the fallen one and his cohorts and all who serve him. The little g of this world will be taken care of permanently. And God of mercy, anybody who follows him will join him. Well, glory to God. All right, let's get to the prayer request. There's many folks, but it's been amazing as I was showing at our prayer time at Calvary Fellowship about how God is answering prayers. And I've got to the place that now there's so many prayers, I've got to separate the prayer requests that are still need to be prayed for and the ones that have been answered in testimony. And I was showing examples as like in these, it was interesting this month of March, our prayer time fell on a 7 every week. March 7th, March 13th, 14th, March 21, and March 28th. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, from part of February, the last part of February, like from 222 through 229, there was like 20 prayer requests on this page, and 14 have been answered. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And then as we move to into March 3-7, we had about, I think about 14 prayer requests on this page, and 7 were answered so far. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to keep praying until God answers. And, you know, we never know all the purpose and what, you know, why some prayers are met right away and why others, you know, there's something going on in people's lives that God has to deal with, or do they have the faith to believe? But they're making the right step when they ask for prayer, or others are praying for other people, you know, encouraging them that God will hear your prayers. He'll heal your heart. Yes, it is, sis. It is amazing. When you write it down and you see, you know that God is real. Now we're in the last part of March, from 321 to 328 right now, there has been 5 prayers answered. And there'll be more because some of the things we're praying about are coming up this weekend. And I know God will touch lives. And, you know, all the prayers that y'all have asked for, they have been answered. So God loves us, and he knows we need him, and that's the reason we pray. So as I told you about me and Sis Brenda sharing the truth of Jesus and that he is coming, well, I can tell you one thing, you know, Sis Brenda got some good stuff to show people what we believe. I mean, we have a door placard that said he is risen. He is risen because it's continuous. It's not like he just raised one time. He is risen. I mean, he's alive is what it really means. And then we have some banners that we put up on the house. He is risen and happy Easter. And then she made a beautiful flower thing, and it shows an empty cross with a beautiful, you know, purple robe of royalty on it, and that he is risen. And then she has a table runner that says, he is risen. So they're going to understand, our family's pretty going to understand what we believe and what they need to understand, because we put it everywhere. Even some of the eggs, you know, we have, for the games we'll have for our grandchildren, which are grown, but it's supposed to be a fun game. I don't know if y'all have known about it. It's called Scrambled Egg. And what it is that you get prizes, you get some prizes, and you lay them out on the table, and the name of them is laid out in front. And then the letters are in the eggs we put out, and they have to get them. And that you come up and you take your letter and you put it down. You can't hang around the table. You have to do that and go back out. And when there's a, you know, like an example, like put some money in an egg, well, that would spell out cash. C-A-S-H. So whoever comes with the H, they get that prize. So it ought to be pretty fun. And then we got the little ones. We have great-grandchildren. We have grandchildren God has blessed us. And that we'll get to see them and have fellowship with family and celebrate our glorious Savior's love for us and life. But it's sort of you know, exciting that what God has done. And we're very grateful. All right, I know we're a little more earlier, but it's okay. Okay, we got prayer requests, and I know y'all are prayer warriors too. We have another one of our ladies at Calvary Fellowship that she's pregnant. Her name is Shauna, and we're praying for health and mother and baby, health and mother and baby. Logan's got it again. Oh, no, that's Luke had it last time. Now it's Logan? Lord of mercy, go away, Cole. You don't need to be in this house anymore. All right. Yeah, well, you stay out of Logan's face and pray. Pray for Logan to be healed. And sis, protect it. Amen, sis. We'll pray. We'll pray for that. So we have a young mother named Shauna, and she's pregnant, and we want the mother and baby to be healthy. Oh, yes, and we did have, I forgot to tell you, we have a celebration of a new family member at Calvary Fellowship, Charlie Hope. I can't think of their last name right now. But Sis Alana and Brother Carlos family, they just had a little girl Monday. Praise God, and it's a blessing, and the Lord has brought that baby into the world. So another baby and grandchild to our brother and sister Anthony and Cindy. And just be praying for, and it was a good pregnancy, and the baby is fine, and we're very grateful what God has done, and hope the best for them. Hallelujah. We're praying for one lady that went into rehabilitation, and she has 2 weeks left, and she's doing well, named Jennifer. Continue to pray for her. And then we have Janet that needs emotional healing. We're praying for, again, Shauna, that they have, like, certain numbers, whatever you have to meet at her job, and that she can make through with that. We're praying for her husband's parents, Brian's parents, David and Anna, and for a clear mind and peace. We're praying for a young lady named Sharia dealing with other, people at school these days. And we're praying the Lord's with her, and that she would bring godly friends into her life. We're praying for the Easter event Saturday and the sunrise service and the regular service Sunday. And then we're praying for the, I would think for us, safe trip to up there to my granddaughter's birthday Saturday and the event Saturday morning they're going to have. Oh, praise God. We're praying for wisdom, direction, and for covering of the church, for the church. And we're praying for our brother Anthony that he will accept who he is in Christ, who he is as a servant in Christ, the role that God has him now. And we're praying for our brother JB for blessing and favor and guidance, and for our brothers and sisters Corey and Rendon for favor with cars. They had a rough time with cars this week. We're praying for Mike and Cypress for deliverance from depression, and you know how that can be. Now we pray for Logan and for Sis Jeanette to be, I mean, for Logan to be healed of sickness, I mean, of cold and cough. And Sis Jeanette protected from it. We pray for traveling mercies for me and Brenda as we travel to Fort Worth tomorrow after the event Saturday morning. And strength to get through this week. Amen. Well, praise God. Very grateful for the life and blood of our Savior, and that he hears, as we speak out these prayer requests, that he hears our prayers, that he hears our hearts. He hears our concern for others. And it's, you know, very important. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We come humbly before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're grateful for who you are. And you have all power and authority because what you have done for us and fulfilling the will of your Father. And as the Father saw you being obedient, even to the place of death on a cross, that he made you, your name, higher than all others, that you have all power and authority, and that you are the righteous Savior and the righteous Judge for all of your created children. We're grateful, Lord, that we know you as Savior. We know you as Savior. I know you're the righteous King and Judge, too. We're grateful that you took that for us at the cross. And praise God that you rose again the third day victorious over everything that we could do nothing about. We're humble and grateful, Lord. Father, we bring these prayer requests because of who you are and what you have done, and that now you are the great high priest and our advocate before the Father in the name of Jesus. And we're grateful for the Holy Spirit within us who prayed. But Lord, you have put it on our heart that we pray and that we be part of other people's lives because of the love you have given us. So, Father, we pray for Shauna. We pray now she's pregnant again. I pray this time it will come to tuition, that it will come to pass, and that it will be a healthy mother and baby in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for this event coming up, that we will be a light and witnesses, that we will be servants of the Lord for the kids and their parents, that we share the truth of Jesus and his love. Be there and be available if they need prayer or help. Father, we pray you intervene and that you'll be with us, and let the light of God shine here in Dublin on Saturday, Father. And then, of course, praise God, Sunday, glory to God, that as the sun rises and it reminds us of that early morning when you rose again and Mary Magdalene saw you, and that it reminds us as the sun rises, we know the Son of God has risen. Hallelujah. We pray for the other service too, Lord, drawing the people that they can hear the truth and come to know you personally, Lord Jesus, for such a time as we live. Father, we thank you. And we pray that you continue to move in Jennifer's life and bring healing and reconciliation between you and her in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Janet. We pray for emotional. And, Lord, I pray for her heart to be healed and that you would lift her up and know that she's loved and that you're with her. Lord, we pray for Shauna again. And we pray for blessing and favor and completion of her work and her jobs. Help her, Lord, that she can meet these these goals that they want, and show her this. Don't worry about it so much. Just do what you're supposed to be doing the best you can. Father, we pray for David and Anna. We pray you help them, Lord, and as they're dealing with not remembering and forgetting things and a little dementia, we pray you intervene. We pray you renew their minds, Lord, and help them and give peace to Brian that you have them in your lives. Father, we thank you for Sharia. Bless their daughter and lift her up, Lord, and be with her and watch over and protect her and let her sisters in Christ that she knows help her, encourage her, and that others would come in her life where she's going to school, Lord. Father God, we just thank you and praise you. We thank you, Father. We pray for me and Sis Brenda that we would be the servants of the Lord to our family and to be a witness in light and that we can have good fellowship and fun, but let them know that God loves them and that they need him in their lives and that he's coming. Father, we just thank you Lord, we thank you for wisdom and direction and for the covering of our church. And here at the Lord's Hour, we pray for covering too, Lord, by the authority and power of your name and by the power of your blood, Lord Jesus. We pray that you comfort and strengthen and anoint our brother Anthony and other brother Ryan as they're going to be doing these messages this week, Lord, and help him accept where you have him now. Father, we pray for our brother JB. We thank you for blessing and favor and pray for guidance and wisdom for him. We pray for our brother Corey and Sis Brendan to help them with cars and transportation, as many others in our church. Lord, we pray for Mike and Cyprus and pray for deliverance and that you would lift them up and encourage them and take away the depression in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Logan. And we pray for healing for Logan. Take away this cold and cough and everything goes with it, Lord, and pray you protect your daughter, Sis Jeanette, to be able to sing and know that she loves him and that she prays for him too and stay a little distance right now until he gets better. And, Lord, we pray for travel mercies for our trip to Fort Worth. And that you'll lean and guide us and you're with us and that we'll enjoy time with my daughter and her husband, Rudy, and my granddaughter, Aurelia, and my son, Josh, and see all the family and friends and pray to be a light and a witness there and fellowship and fun there too, Lord. And we thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for tonight. I thank you for our brothers and sisters here, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, and Sis Jeanette. Bless them. Strengthen them, watch over them, and Lord, that they are in a place of reflecting and thanking and praising you for what you've done in our lives, what you're doing, they're going to do. Lord, that there's a homecoming coming soon, and it's getting real. It's getting exciting by all that's going on. Soon you're going to call us home, and boy, we'll really know what life's about. We honor and praise you for this night. We thank you for loving us, Lord, and being with us. We give all the glory and praise to you, Lord, our eternal, glorious Savior. We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, glory to God. We'll let Sis Jeanette come and finish up tonight with that beautiful song, the other song she has, The Father's Love for Us. And there's that for us again. Isn't that interesting? I think the Lord wants to get us a hold that we're family. It's for us. He did all this for us because of his love for us. Amen. Okay, sis. Praise God. That sounds good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, sis. Isn't it amazing that in Ephesians there it talks about he did all this for us?
Amen.
Then here you have
love.
The Father loves. The Father's love for us. It just confirms it. Amen. All right.
Yeah, his deep love. The Father's deep love. Okay, amen.
Amazing love.
Praise God. Amen. So deep the Father's love for us. Help us be an all measure. That he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Oh, great the pain of stealing love. The Father turns his face away. As long as more than
Amen, sis. Praise God. As our Savior died on that cross, and he said it is finished, he went into the grave, the tomb, for 3 days and 3 nights. And then he rose again. So we say he is risen.
Amen. He is risen. He is alive forevermore.
He is risen indeed.
Forever.
Amen. Amen. Well, I hope y'all have a great, wonderful Easter or Resurrection Sunday or
Amen.
Weekend. Like I told you, have y'all heard me? We're going to have a very busy one, but it's going to be good to be with family, too. And
that's going to be exciting, brother. A lot
yes.
of fun.
Yes, it should be, and pray for strength to get through each part of for sure, but we'll make it through because we're not, you know, facing
Amen.
Alone. The Lord's with us.
Oh, yeah. The Lord is with you. Goes before you, brothers.
Amen. Amen.
Everything will be good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus is there, as always, forever.
You too, Cecily. And I know that day is getting closer, that we're going to be meeting up in the sky or meeting up in heaven soon. I mean, it's just
Amen.
So much is happening. It is
Amen.
Unbelievable. You think about it, that right now the big one is our nation turning away from Israel. God have mercy. God have mercy.
It depends upon the leader.
Yeah, it's the leaders. I know it's the leaders, and that's who God holds responsible.
Yep.
So it's part of what the Word of God says is going to happen. Everybody's going to turn, and the Lord's going to be there for them. All right, well, thank you, sis.
Okay,
we send
brother.
Our love and prayers your way and hope the best for you and your family and pray against all that sickness to get out of your houses.
As,
and
well,
Jesus.
As well as you, brother and sister Brenda. Love
all
you
right.
all. Shalom and good night.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
Bless you, sis.
Bless you too, brother. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, praise God. My sister Jeanette, she's gone, and I thank God for you, Brother Andrew, and you, Sister Connie, too. I hope y'all have a great, wonderful weekend. We have much to be thankful for, and we celebrate our Lord's glorious victory at the cross. Not what man says, and said it's a failure. It's only a failure and a loss and defeated foe. Satan, but it's a victory in Christ. And then praise God, 3 days later, even a great victory, another great victory is his resurrection at the grave, defeating everything and victorious over everything we had no way to do anything about. He has brought eternal life, and we have that life within us. Because Jesus lives within us by his Holy Spirit. Well, I thank God for you, and I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you, that he watches over you, and his face shine upon you. And it does, because he loves you. And he'll never leave you or forsake you, and he's with you now and forever. And that we're grateful that we can come together and pray we can come back together again next week or be up in the sky or in heaven. That's very possible. And I thank God for y'all. We send our love and prayers toward you too, me and my wife, Sister Brenda. And y'all have a great rest of the evening. And we say shalom and goodbye. Praise the Lord and thank God for each of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strange, you know, anything to say about that? and 12:30. Six o'clock. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. No, no, they're real. Yep. And then Tom Morehouse, too. Unbelievable.
Man, Biden's got a light there, bright and shiny, huh? Hey, dog, what are you doing? You feeling warm here, cool, or what? Got the windows open, the wind, air blowing in here? You're comfortable? Getting a little chilly in here.